Welcome back, girls, and everybody else out there in podcast land.
Hello.
How is everybody's day?
I'm good.
You're good. Wow.
Leah here.
That was so sullen.
I know.
I ended last week pretty sullen, too, I have
you
to
did.
Say.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's an okay day. Corinne turned it around for me.
Did I?
I had to drop off my car, so I'm carless. I'm homeless.
When did I do that?
So Corinne was like my knight in shining armor, and she's like, I'll pick you up for work.
Oh,
and then sweet. She got me Starbucks.
Wow. Okay, work
so
wives.
So now I'm feeling better.
Work wives.
But my morning started out a little bah.
Yeah, but it's fine though.
It's fine.
It'll
good.
It'll all come together.
I'm good.
We're here.
Yeah.
Everyone's having one of those days, I guess. We are short one, Cassidy.
No Cassidy today.
No Cassidy, but that's okay. The show must go on.
Yeah.
And, next
she'll
week,
be back.
She'll be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully she feels better.
Yeah, hopefully they're not throwing their brains up over there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I would rather be doing anything but that.
Anything. Yeah. Literally anything.
So we're like,
flu
please.
Is the worst.
Yeah,
the best.
Stay home.
I almost said it's literally the worst.
It's the worst. My mom had it last week, too. It's going around right now. So if either of you fuckers get it,
no,
stay away.
It's from people that work with little kids. I'm
I know.
Convinced.
It's always children.
Does your mom work
my mom's
with
a teacher.
Yeah, see? She works with little kids.
No.
Because they
I
like
can't do, a
do
stomach
things
bug.
And no. As soon as they start school, it's
don't
the end.
Don't come in if
it's
you got a stomach bug
end.
Over there.
It is.
No, her kids aren't in school yet, right? No, they're too little. Well, I know the one is. Missy's like, it's 3 months. Gotta go. Get into kindergarten.
When do kids go to school? Like, what age?
Five. Well, five is like kindergarten.
What is that?
And then you can go to preschool before that. But
yeah,
you know,
I was
whatever.
In a weird preschool, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this great idea today.
Oh, boy. Oh.
We should, in like honor of the podcast, which everyone will find out later, we should talk about or say nice things to each other. Because I had this amazing thing happen this week. Or this past week, I went into Kohl's and I went up to a register, rung everything out, and then the lady like called me back and Paul's like, I think she's talking to you.
Mm.
And then I go back to the register, I kind of like leaned in and I was like, oh, I'm like, you know, like what? Like, what could you, like, what do you need?
What do you need
from
me?
And like, I just want to tell you that you're absolutely stunning.
Okay.
And first of all, stunning, that's a hello compliment. Like,
yeah.
I swear to God.
That's
funny
a big
part.
Word.
Yeah, very big. Like, beautiful, pretty, totally get it. I love your shirt. I love your dress. Like, that, like, we hear.
Yep.
But, like, stunning, I was like, wow. And I was having such a shitty day that I was like, wow. I'm like, that really, like, she made me smile, like,
aww.
From ear to ear. Like, it was amazing. And I was just like, wow, that felt, like, so good. Because, again, like, just having a shitty day and to, like, turn it around. Funny part, though, I was walking back to the car and me and Gianna were talking about it. And I was like, that was so sweet of her. And
yeah. John
was like, yeah, that really was nice. And then I said to Paul, I go, wasn't that really nice of her? And he goes, what'd she say?
Men. Men, I hate them.
He doesn't notice a thing.
I was attention. Like, she said I was stunning. And he's like, oh, did she? I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
We're done. Get in. Actually, you know what? Get a fucking Uber. Take yourself home.
Yeah.
Bye. Not allowed in the stunning
You're not
vehicle.
Getting in my car. Exactly. You can't hang out with the stunning people.
I can't.
I was thinking, like, as our thing this week, we can go around and say, like, one thing about each other that we like really like.
Okay. Can I preface by saying I'm horrible at receiving compliments?
That's all right.
Just sit
down. We'll just blush really hard. She'll be like bright red.
I'll be like, please no. Please
literally.
Not.
So who wants to start then? Gia, you start. You're good.
Oh God.
Who should I start
scared.
With?
It
doesn't matter.
I'll start with Corinne so that Leah can prep herself.
Oh, okay.
I'll never be.
Okay.
Prepped.
So honestly,
she had to really think about it.
She looked at me for like a
second.
She
gave you an up and down.
Okay, got it.
Well, okay. So I was looking at Corinne's Instagram the other day. And the other day you asked me, you're like, what does face card mean?
Face card?
Yes. Like you have, like, face card never declines.
Oh, yes.
Like,
okay,
face is like, you just have a good face. Like you have amazing skin.
She's right.
Your face is symmetrical, proportional. You have good nose, good lips, eyelashes, eyebrows, everything.
Well, the lashes, I gotta give credit to my lash girl.
Well, yeah, but
shout her out. No. We love her.
Natasha,
we love Natasha
from N Beauty Mark. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out Natasha. and then I feel like you're also just like such like a determined woman.
Thanks.
Like the determination you have is nuts.
Wow.
Like you have drive.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
That's really nice to hear.
I
like that.
I'm glad. Leah.
Oh God.
Oh God. I can't wait.
She has another face card that doesn't decline. Like,
oh,
you just have this.
I agree.
But, honestly, this is going to be so strange. for physical wise, I feel like you have great skin tone.
She does.
Like, whatever skin tone you have going on, a little olivey, you never look pale.
No, really?
No, and I feel like you don't fake tan, but I feel like you'll go in a tanning booth, but I feel like you haven't done that in a while.
That was strictly for the wedding.
Yeah. Like, you just have
like
great...
you don't even have to.
No, that's she really just has great tone. You always look alive. Really? Even when you feel dead.
Yeah, I feel like...
She's, like, bronzy.
She is bronzy.
Yeah, you're not, like, olive, she's, like, but you're not, like, yeah, it's, you're, like, bronzy. It's very good. Yeah. You, have, you do have good, great skin.
And then I feel like personality-wise, you're just sharp. Like, you're just, like, you're, like, I feel like she's just sharp, you know? Like, you're just, like...
What'd you say?
Like a tack.
Yeah. But she's one of those, like, cat-shaped tacks.
Yeah. I have those.
I know. Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're just sharp. Like, I feel like you're just, like, you're on the ball, you know?
Thanks.
Like, I feel like you can't pull one over on Leah.
She gave us two each. That was pretty...
I know. What the fuck?
Well, she really messed me up with that one.
Well, you don't have to do two each, but I figured it'd be, you know what I mean? I would do a little this, do a little that. Like, it counts as one.
And she did really good ones, too.
I know.
Here we go. Do you want me to go, or do you want to go?
I guess I'll go.
Okay.
But I have to agree with Gia. Like, I was going to literally say, like, you are my inspiration for majority of things.
Aww.
Like, in all departments. Your hair is always perfect, by the way. Can I just say that? Like, you are my hair goals, and I've told you this many, many times.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, like, just your kindness in general, like, I don't think you realize, like, how much you actually help me personally, like, in my family out with things. God, here we go. I'm going to cry.
Like, don't cry. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Like, seriously, though, I don't think you realize, and I don't know if I thank you enough. Like, you just do, like, you would literally bend over backwards for everyone.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen it firsthand so many times.
Aw, thank you.
And
that's really sweet.
I really love, oh, God, don't look at me like that.
So awkward. You're like,
I know. She's like, blink, blink.
I am.
I love your daily humor and actually how outgoing you are in comparison to me, how I'm just like, you light up a room every time you walk into one.
Oh,
and yeah, seriously. And
mine,
so,
God damn it.
Sorry, it's like very visible though.
I know.
Like, you light up a room and you just like always have these like crazy stories. And even if it looks like I there's nothing going on here. I just love it because I just love how like bright and vibrant you are. It's like such a juxtaposition to my personality. So I do really love that about you. And of course, like, you always have like the cutest little hair and everything. Yeah.
Really?
Your hair is always cute.
Thank you.
And I love when you come in and you're like, just got my hair done. And I'm like, I know, you're so blonde.
Wow, I wish that was me right now, but unfortunately.
She's a good blonde.
She is a good blonde.
Yeah.
Really good blonde.
Thanks. I have had red hair before. I've had black hair.
I thought you were naturally blonde. That's how well it fits
her. Wait, you're not?
No, she's brunette.
I know, but like that looks like dirty blonde to me.
I am a dirty blonde. I'm super
dark.
I'm a really dirty, disgusting,
blonde.
Dirty blonde.
She's filthy.
I'm a filthy blonde.
She's filthy.
That's another thing I love about you. I can literally talk about anything. Literally anything, and she's got a story for it.
Yeah. I probably will. Thanks, Lee Dog.
Lee Dog.
So I'll start with Gia. So Gia, since Leah took mine, my other one for you was that I secretly believe that you are a genius. I tell the girls the time. I'm like, I really honestly think that Gia is a genius, but she doesn't realize it.
I don't know.
I do. Because, like, you have so many, like, you know so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how does she freaking know that? Like, I'm like, just ask Gia. And if she doesn't know it, you will figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm a
Renaissance. We can literally ask you to do anything.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that's
got
why
it.
I was like, you definitely should do like law school. I don't even know if, honestly, I don't even know if that's good enough. Like, I feel like you, like, she, I feel like you're that person that could have like 90 different degrees.
Yeah.
And be like, what am I going to do
I
next?
Disagree.
Because you might go into law and be like, I'm bored with this. I'm going to go get this degree.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the way she is.
It's just school is so much work.
Yeah.
It is.
But I feel like law, you can do anything with it.
I mean, yeah,
I don't really know.
You can. But I just feel like,
you.
I don't know.
Yeah. Should I start studying for the LSAT?
Yes.
I can take it in August.
We talked about this.
I know.
Do it.
Just take it.
Okay.
You'll pass it.
I never studied for my SAT. How hard can the LSAT be?
I really don't know because I'd probably fail, but I mean.
Whatever.
So that's where I'm going with that. And then, I mean, it's just like other things are like silly things. Like, you know, she knows she's really pretty and
I know.
Stuff like that.
It's
so like when we discuss you, it's so funny. Like me and my cousin will talk about you and she'll be
Jessica.
Like, we both are. Yeah. Cause like, you know, we talk all the time And I'll be like, she's like, wait, Gia. And I'm like, the pretty one. She's like, oh, right, the pretty one. So now when we discuss Gia, she's like, the pretty one. They don't even know what your name. She's like, I don't even remember her name.
I love it.
She's like, the really pretty one. I'm like, that's yes. Gia. So, you know, that's like a given. But I really honestly believe that you secretly are a freaking genius.
Wow. Yeah. I appreciate that. Because I really, like you said, I don't really think that.
Yeah, no.
But I don't definitely. Think I'm a total fool, but.
No, I think you might be. Oh. And then Leah, this one's hard.
Why is it hard?
They're both going to cry over each other, actually.
No, I'm not.
She just can't think of something.
I actually wish that, like, I had, like, your softness. Does that make sense?
Oh.
Because sometimes I can be, like, I can be soft, but not, like, you're very, like, I feel like even if someone's, like, upset, she could very easily calm them down. You're very soothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's healing. Always, like, yeah, right. Yeah. Like, you have that, like, vibe to you where it's, like, if I'm upset or something, even if I'm, like, yelling and you're, like, whatever, like, I feel like she's very, like, you're grounding in a way. I don't know if it's the way she, like, the way, because you're like, even when you talk, like, remember we talked about this in the beginning of the podcast? I'm like, you're so soft spoken.
We have to raise my microphone.
But I think that comes across as, like, it's very calming. And I'm very, like, I'm not manic by any, you might be a little manic.
Well, hold on now. Wait, we might be.
This went in the wrong direction. That's not a bad thing, though, I feel like sometimes.
No, it's energizing.
Like, I have anxiety and stuff like that, and I feel like sometimes I'll go to the extreme, and then you're like, wait a minute, let's think about this.
Yeah, you should see me at home with Justin. I'm not soft.
Like, Leah's not frantic.
I realize that. There's been times where I know you're not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get that, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't think you give yourself enough credit. Like, I think you have beautiful hair. Like, you're like, oh, hair goals, but I don't.
Oh, no.
Like, you have really great hair, you have good skin. She took all my shit, so... You both did. This is why it sucks to go last, by the way.
I know. Thank you.
You made me go
first. That actually was a lot. That was refreshing.
Wasn't it?
I like that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
We should start every day like that. Like, not even for the podcast, but, like, for, like, ourselves.
Like the calming circle last time, but instead we do a compliment circle.
She did not.
I,
like
I did not participate. And I held hands, but I did not participate.
She
in the
literally
calming.
Rolled her eyes. It's in the clip.
Meanwhile, Leah is like our matron of wellness over here.
Yeah, I was just not feeling well.
Well, since Leah's our matron of wellness, we're going to kick it over to Gia, our, like, queen of social media Instagram gossip.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what's going on in Instagram world this week, Gia, because I know something happened.
Yes.
With, what is it? Juicy Goddess?
Juicy Body Goddess Juicy over body in North goddess. Carolina.
And the bodybuilders.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us
you
all
gotta
about
it. You got to be two something to do something. If no, really, that's what she says. When you walk into the store, she goes, you got to be two something to do something.
What
love it because...
Mean? Break it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Juicy Body Goddess, they are a plus-size fashion store. They have, like, formal wear, prom stuff, and I think they might have regular clothes over there, but it's mostly prom, and they basically went viral on TikTok because, again, they're in North Carolina, so they're, like, Southern. They're very nice, and, like, it's, like, sweet women, you know what I mean? Like, we're nice over here, but it's, like, when they do, like, the prom girls, it's literally the woman who, I guess, owns the store. I don't know her exact name, honestly.
I've seen the posts. Have you seen her posts on Instagram?
I am like living under a rock when it comes. I rely on Gia for social media.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
I come in with the tea.
I do send her something sometimes.
Sometimes, like, the internet overwhelms me, so I detox religiously from it most of the time.
That's why I always have, like, half things to say, because it's like I'll see things and I go, wow, that's happening. And then I go, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
But.
So, what exactly happened between... Yes. Did she post a post and they stole it, basically, to show, like...
Basically, yes.
Okay.
So what happened was when she has her prom appointments, she usually films them with them. I would assume they, like, fill out a release or something because she's, like, has... It's young girls. It's prom girls. It's
high school. So these girls are, like, 17.
Exactly.
Some of them 16, are 18, but most 16, of them are probably, 17, like, 17. 18, yeah.
Probably around there. And so she posts them. She was, like, girl. She was, like... She's like, don't feel bad about, like, your lower stomach. She's like, your body loves you so much that it, like, adds a little extra, you know, fat and everything to protect your organs and this and that. She's like, girl, like, your body is working for you.
Yeah.
Like, and you're a growing girl, you know? You're in high school. You deserve to feel beautiful in every single dress you
agreed.
Pick.
Yeah, agreed. That's why we have a prom spot, too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so that's what a majority of her videos are.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I don't know their names because I really don't care who they are, but a bunch of veiny bodybuilding men.
Okay.
They have this crazy account, and I think they're, like, the alpha male type guys. You know what I mean?
Mm.
As an alpha male myself, I wouldn't repost it like this. So they basically did this poll Let me see if I have it exactly. And they wrote, do you agree with her? Video from at Juicy Body Goddess. Don't forget, if you want to lose weight, you can have my cookbooks and supplements from blah, blah, blah. This guy, Greg Douche, looks like is his name.
Greg Douche?
Well, it's a little bit longer, but I can't read it. So Greg Douche.
We're shortening it to Douche. Yes. Okay, good.
So the poll is, yes, love yourself and accept the fat cells. No, love yourself and lose some fact cells. Because he meant to write fat, but he wrote fact instead because he can't spell.
Oh.
So almost 1,900 people responded to the poll. 5% said, yes, love yourself and accept the fat. And 95% said, no, love yourself and lose some fact. So she reposted that and she goes, please take my video down off your page now. You will not monetize off me. This is me asking you nicely. We can make this pretty. You're sending hundreds of fat phobic people to my page and you knew that. So basically people are very upset because a lot of his videos apparently recently, or maybe just one of them, has he reposted like a teenage girl and then asked if you should be able to love yourself and love your fat, or no, you can love yourself, but you have to lose fat in order to do so, right. Is how I interpreted it.
So, okay, I'm not going to go to like a weird place, but I might go to a weird place a little bit. What stops, or what, I want to know what goes through a grown man's mind where he feels it's okay, mm-hmm. to repost, even if he's just reposting and taking from someone else, a teenage, mm-hmm. or child. Because honestly, if you're under 18, you're a child. So, yep. like, what gave him, like, the idea to be, like, this is totally okay for me to speak about this child's
body. A child's body and their confidence.
Right. Like, how does that mm-hmm. make him different than, like, I'm not going to say it.
So.
You're commenting on her body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, and who, yep. by the way, who's policing the internet? Because Instagram will take you down for saying the F word and writing it in your caps, mm-hmm. in your captions. But, yep. like, he can repost a teenage girl and mm-hmm. talk about her body?
No, yeah.
I'm not into it.
No.
I don't like it.
Yeah, so that's basically what happened. So now a lot of people are rallying behind her, and they're like, this is mm-hmm. nuts. But a lot yeah. of crazy people are on the page, and they're like, da-da-da-da-da, doing a lot of fatphobic stuff. And obviously on our page, particularly Ugh. When we've posted prom things too, that's when we've gotten the most hate.
Oh my god, yeah, it's terrible.
On actual, just to paint a picture for everyone, we are actually posting teenage girls too, for
yeah.
the most
right.
part.
Yeah,
like they are teenagers.
Who are actually going to prom?
Who Gianna's are actually the only one that's 18?
Yeah,
but like Mia, Sydney,
only a year from prom age anyway.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, because she just went to like last year was her prom.
Yeah, and that's where we get the most hate. Yeah, and so it's just yeah, like
they talk about the slits, they yep. talk about their bellies, they talk about their boobs, mm-hmm. they talk about so many different things when
yeah.
in actuality all we're doing is advertising the dresses so that other prom girls are like, oh my god, I want to go to that store
exactly
because they have cute dresses for mm-hmm. prom for me and I'm curvy or plus size exactly. or mid-size or whatever.
So wow. that's the tea on that. Basically just these grown bodybuilding like athletic just,
like,
men
like basically attacking children though.
Yeah,
yes.
stay in your lane. Yeah, don't open your fucking stupid ass mouth.
Exactly.
You don't have anything nice to say, especially about children. Mm. They're literally children.
Yeah,
literally. And so. Not for nothing, but like I don't know
what, say it,
like bodybuilding, like aren't I don't know, there's like a lot of shit surrounding them too.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, like why are you you don't want to be judged yeah. for being a bodybuilder. Like what
we
if we went up to a bodybuilder mm-hmm. and was like, oh my god, are you on steroids?
Exactly.
You must be on steroids. Mm-hmm. When they did everything all natural. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want us to judge you. Why are you coming at us and judging us?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's also such a big
These
difference
guys.
Between being a bodybuilder and being a person who works out regularly and healthily. But also, what can you ask of a 16-year-old girl to go to school full-time, do her homework, maybe have a part-time job, go to the gym,
yeah.
spend time hating on herself? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and yeah. that age is already so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're already, like,
exactly.
you have enough bullies in school and everything.
Yeah,
like,
and they're at that
what,
age where it's like
what?
They're trying to, like you said, like, trying to find themselves. They're probably starting to date themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, well, out of nowhere, these men come in, bodybuilders, whatever, and they're going to hate on them. It's going to put a bad taste in their mouth just for mm-hmm. dating, just for men in general. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. And it's too,
Truth,
it's,
stay in your lane.
And when you're, in, like, a bodybuilder like that, that's a totally different lifestyle than just being a teenage girl or like a 20-year-old
yeah,
woman.
They
just
committed
living
their whole lives to working
mm-hmm.
out. You know
yeah.
how often they work out, how many hours in a day,
mm-hmm.
how they track everything that they eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just that obsessiveness and just, I don't know, I think it's just very, that's going to perpetuate. Also,
if you're not a woman, don't speak on how a woman loses weight.
Oh, sorry. My gosh. Yep.
Okay.
Facts.
Because we carry weight differently than fucking men. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Hormones not, come into yeah, play. Hormones, like, shut the yeah, fuck up.
Age, there's yeah. all if sorts you're not, of things
like, I don't know. Play. I have male trainers. I love them. But they don't ever tell me how my body is supposed to function because I'm sorry, you're not in my body.
Yeah.
But that's another.
Yeah. And everybody's different.
Exactly.
Is he getting a lot of views on this? Like, are they following him?
I hope
him?
He's getting hate on it.
Like, is, it that's sound what like he is. I want to know. Like, is he getting hate from this? Or is,
probably not.
Is she getting hate and he's, like, living it up over there? Just being like, yeah, dude, you're right. They're fatties, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, honestly, I've tried my best to, like, not be on this gross man's page. But basically, that woman, Juicy Body Goddess, she just commented, please take my video, you know, down.
But did he take it down?
No, it's still there. And it's literally just a pep talk of, like, one of the stylists at her shop talking to a young girl. Wow. And people are just not happy that she's, you know. But a lot of people in the comments, they go, you don't have permission to use the video. Delete it. You have the audacity to be, you know, negative and rude. Since when did bullying a child become content worthy? What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Grown men shaming women and children. She's a child. Blah, 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 blah.
The fact, you know what? I get it because everyone has an opinion, even though I don't think, I mean, we have opinions on here all the time. But like, to me, I'm just like, she's a kid. Like, leave her alone. Leave them alone.
Me reporting the video. Problem involving someone under 18. Seems like sexual exploitation.
Oh. Oh.
I'm doing that because I like to do the most severe ones I can. Sometimes if I see a post I don't like on someone, I will find the most, like, this is sexual of with an animal.
Yeah.
Like, I will report it to the weirdest thing just so that it seems so severe so that it goes to the top. I don't know how it works, but
I mean, I don't know how it works either. Obviously, but it's not working it. In their favor because
let's see.
He still was able to post a
restrict.
Minor, so
skank.
She's anyways, like on a roll over here.
I am. Ew.
Let's move to something. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the guy?
I don't know who this or what this is.
See, I'm not into that, by the way.
Who? Anyways.
No, I'm not into it.
So
let's move into something more positive. We need something like heartwarming.
Do we have something positive and heartwarming to talk about today?
From the Say Yes to the Dress thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, let's talk about Randy and Say Yes to the Dress and the girl with I can never pronounce the disease. What is it called?
Trichotillomania.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So I spent a whole evening literally just like blindly scrolling through Say Yes to the Dress clips. Because why am I going to sit down and watch a whole episode?
Did you find Cassidy's?
No, I didn't. Not
love
yet.
Love it. It's like the truck, the rhinestone truck driver or something. I don't care about
it. I'm dying. We should react to it.
I've seen it. I saw it.
Wait, why'd they call it that?
Because the other girl that was on there, I guess, was like the main, and then that's the one that they like named
I thought
it
they were
after
calling
her.
Cassidy a truck driver.
I feel like Cassidy, like,
I'm depleting.
I feel like she could be a good truck driver.
I thought they were talking about her, like, mouth. Like, did they have to bleep her out a bunch of times? Probably. They called her a trucker.
It was something weird. You have to ask her. Now so I feel funny. Like, whatever.
All right, we'll have to watch it.
We'll have to get her on the horn and ask her.
We'll get her on the horn. As she's, like, vomiting and dying right now.
Can anyone tell me why they say that, by the way?
What?
Get them on the horn? Is it from the old?
I think so.
When they had to, like, pick up the thing and be like, ding, 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 hello.
I wish I had a phone like that. I think so.
My grandma used to
Gia
have
doesn't
that.
Need a phone like that. We'd be sitting in the back, and she'd be like, ring, 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 pick up, lassies.
She'd be like, cranking it up.
<They're> like, so
she'd
I was
be
watching,
like, hello, this is a call from Gia from a front.
Fuck the intercom system.
Paging Corinne.
Shut up.
That's good.
No, I'm gonna pee.
Don't pee. So
continue.
So I watched this clip of Say Yes to the Dress, and it was this girl. She's bald, so she has trichotillomania, like we said earlier. And it's basically just like you can't stop yourself from pulling your hair out. So a lot of people, they lose like patches of hair, and it won't grow back because when you really, I guess, are pulling it,
like
in
they're
the bubble,
really, yeah.
This and that.
Okay.
So she's bald. She rocks the bald. Homegirl looks so
good. She's beautiful. The girl's absolutely beautiful.
And honestly, I feel like when you're bald, it gives you so much more room to do crazy, gorgeous makeup. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love a bald woman. I really do. Anyways, so she pulls up and she goes, you know, I'm just feeling really nervous about looking beautiful in a gown because I can't wear a veil. And she goes, Randy, you always said you're just a girl in a white dress if you don't have a veil.
Aww.
And then Randy, literally this man crumbles. He goes,
Yeah, because it's, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't want to offend anyone. He's like, it's, you know, and us, obviously, at a bridal boutique, we're like, yeah, we're like, you know what I mean? Go get a veil, you might as well.
Yeah, the veil, was. We always say it's, like, very bridal when you have the veil.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because that's just the typical tradition. But I think it's, there's so many adaptive ways to wear a veil or a hairpiece or something without any hair. Yeah. So what he ended up doing was she actually... Fun fact, so she actually got a really gorgeous Essence of Australia, one of my favorite gowns. It's like a little sweetheart, little plunge, satin fitted, fit and flare with the little side straps.
Nice.
She looked so good in it. But yes. So it went over. So it was like the blusher in the front and then it like flowed into the back.
Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and she just started crying. It was so gorgeous. Aww. And he was like, I'm so happy like you have this moment. But also like... Get a headband veil, too.
The veil is...
There's so much.
Or, you know what? A lot of girls now, though, if they're not doing veils, they're doing those, like, long, like, capes off the shoulders. Which, mm-hmm. I have to say, I love it.
I was going to do a really cape, pretty. Remember? I was going to do the cape with the Montgomery, but my hair was going to be covering the whole thing.
Cape myself.
Yeah. So, I feel like there's just a lot of adaptive ways.
Yeah. There's so many different things.
Feel like a beautiful bride, even if maybe you don't have the, like, features or ways to do the typical traditional bride route.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're in 2024, baby. You kind of
have to, like, find your own way a little bit.
I love that she still had that crying moment, mm-hmm. because I have to say, as a stylist, that is when you get the tears, is when you put the veil on, because it makes it so real for them, and especially for her, like, have that moment, like... This is possible for me. Mm-hmm. That, like, is so hard.
Especially because she was, like, kind of went in being, like, am I going to have this moment? Yes. Because Randy said, you're not a bride without the veil type of thing.
Exactly.
So
it was also really sweet to kind of see him, like, be like, oh, my gosh. Like, because take that accountability and be like, girl.
We got you.
Yeah. I got you. I'm going to fix it. Aww. And it was just really nice. So, I don't know. I feel like it also kind of... I know we've been chatting a lot. I feel like us girls, just like random things as we go throughout our day through the shop. But I feel like it kind of like puts things in, you know, perspective of things, you know, like you really kind of, you'll bug out like, oh my gosh, I can't get this veil or this or that. There's so many things you can do, and it's not going to be your end all be all, but it may seem like that in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up perspective, because I have this, I guess, situation I deal with every day with my husband, who works in the medical field. He comes home and he's like telling me about his night or his day at work, and it's always like, oh, my patient died, I had to tell their family that, you know, it's not going to look good for them or whatever. And then he goes through this whole story about how hard his job was, and he's like, well, how was your day? And I'm like,
I lost a belt. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, my bride had a mental breakdown because a belt didn't come in. So it's hard, because for me, I feel like I can't even share what goes on in my day, because it doesn't amount to the crap that he's dealing with at his, like, at his shift at night or whatever it is. So I think perspective is so important for us to have, like, even as you're a bride planning for your wedding. Try and take deep breaths and not let, like, the little things. Oh, my gosh. The little things are so...
I see so many girls so big. Flip out over the smallest little things. And when you think about it, like... And I think we've kind of, like, touched on this prior. Like, in the grand scheme of things, those little things you will never remember.
Oh, my God. You know, like, how many things that I, like, literally had mental breakdowns about? Yeah. And then I look back now and I'm like, why was I such a bitch to my mom for that? Like, why was I like that? And... Like, I think it's important for us to note that if you are a bride planning your wedding currently and you have these little moments of like, I get it. It's your wedding day. It's super stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the one day we plan for our entire lives. Yeah. At least I did. Most people do. And then it's like when things don't go right, like the world seems like it's falling down.
Yeah.
And even like with stuff like with my car, like that to me, something I'll look back on probably in 10 years and be like, huh, remember when my car got hit twice in 1 month and I wasn't even in it? Like,
you mean twice in a week?
Twice, yeah, basically. But like really what my perspective should be, I really need to shift like the focus on it, because in reality, I wasn't in the car.
Yep.
I never was injured. No one got injured. So it's just like a little hiccup. And I think if we can start seeing our wedding day as like, okay, what's the big picture? I'm marrying the person I love. I'm starting a life with someone I love, you know.
I think some of these girls do go over the top, though. Like, I'm not trying to say that to, like, beat down any brides.
Yeah.
But some of these girls, I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, I'm like, for my wedding, I kind of just like went with the flow. I don't think there was anything that like really, I mean, Gianna's cell phone, we had just bought her the brand new cell phone. It got stolen the day of my wedding from someone that worked at the venue or yeah. for one of the vendors or whatever oh my it gosh. Was. And I'm just like, what are you going to do? Like, I was like, Gianna, like everybody was like, oh my God, we'll do fine on our phone. I was like, this is not going to be what my wedding is about. Mm-hmm. Like, Gianna yeah. will buy you a new phone. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Like, even Paul was like, this is like, who cares? Like, it's like, it's the wedding day.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
It was insane. Like, yeah. legitimately, and then it's funny because the next day, obviously, like, Paul was, like, looking, and it was, like, traveling the phone, and then it just shut off, so they must have, like, reset it at a certain time, and...
Wow.
But, like, it's just, like, you can't let, like, all of those, like, little things, like, take away from the real reason, yeah. like, why you're getting married, that yeah. it's your wedding day, the love that you have for each other, you're with your family and friends, like, little things like my earring broke or... Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, it doesn't, it, I don't know, like, I'm just like, why sweat yeah. this tiny stuff?
But then sometimes I think too, like, when you get engaged, the next year or two is, you basically make planning your wedding like essentially a second life. Full-time job, if, yeah. you know what I mean?
It's your whole life.
Yeah, it'd be it like was your my whole life. Life, yeah.
I planned everything, like every waking moment I was yeah. thinking about my wedding. So I do understand how, like, when something doesn't go the way you planned, it, mm-hmm. your life kind of starts to crumble. It yeah. sounds so dramatic.
I feel like yeah, that's see, probably not, what it is,
I'm, like,
too.
The opposite of that. Like, yeah. I definitely did not make the wedding my whole life. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like... And it's not to, like, knock anyone that does.
No,
like,
no, no.
By any stretch of yeah. imagination. But I was just like... It's... I just wanted to, like, have that moment.
Yeah.
Like, it was so... It was yeah. important. Well, first of all, me and Paul were together for a long time. It's not like so we were together for 20 years. Like, right. And so,
yeah.
to me, I could have easily went into that, like, I've been waiting for this forever. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't waiting for the... I wanted the wedding to be beautiful. But mm-hmm. I wasn't waiting for the things that went into mm-hmm. the wedding. I was waiting to marry him.
And that's the best way in to front go
of,
about it.
Right, and have my family there. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. I mean, yeah, of course I cared about flowers and DJs and music and stuff like that. But, like, those things, like, I felt like we experienced together and we had a lot of fun doing them. Mm-hmm. But I didn't make it my world. Like, I worked, he worked. Like, I was just like, we're planning a wedding. Like, I don't know. Like, I get it. But I'm just like, I just don't feel like it should consume your yeah. life. Like, where you're like... I know you have said, like, after the wedding, you were like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't know what to do with myself. After my wedding, I was like, cool.
No, literally, that's how I felt. I was like, know. What the fuck am I
doing? I did not
now?
Have that. I did not. I was just like, mm-hmm. this is amazing. I don't have to, like, it's over. And I kind of just, like, rolled yeah. back into, like, normal. But yeah. then again, I did work until, remember, we talked about mm-hmm. this, too. I worked the day of my engagement party, my rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, why are you working? And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't take that time yeah. to, like, do things. Like, you prepped a lot for yours and stuff like yeah. that. I didn't take that time to do that stuff. But I don't know. Like, I just was like, whatever.
Do you know how many fights I got into with family and that's friends about this wedding?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, when you're in it. When you're in it.
We were there.
When you're in it, it's such tunnel vision. And it's like, this is my day. Yeah. And nothing's going to ruin my day. And then now that I'm out of it as like a, what do you call that? An alum.
Oh my God. A bridal alum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's like I graduated. And now I'm like, I look back and I'm like, wow, why did I waste my breath fighting with these people?
Yeah, because it doesn't,
marriage
when it doesn't mean anything.
No, and I don't even remember half the shit.
Yeah.
Like, I
and
don't.
Like, honestly, like, if you look back, like, let's just hypothetically say, for the sake of this conversation, like, you got into something with someone from your wedding, like, right? And now you don't talk. You did have something.
Yes.
Yeah. Bum, bum, so bum. Now it's like, I mean, that may have been
that
a blessing
was like
2 years
ago.
But
no, it definitely was. That, yeah. Like, we
but
definitely
what
saw
if that
colors.
Wasn't like, what if it was somebody else and they're yes. fighting over like a stupid like table thing? Like, where I'm, what table I'm sitting at, which, by the way, I feel like you should literally have no say. The bride and groom sit you wherever the hell they want.
Yeah.
And that is it. Like, why
down?
Are you telling people where you need to sit? Like, just sit at the table.
My family's not talking to a part of my family now. And
which is
that's
crazy.
Not, it's not solely because of the wedding, mm-hmm. but the wedding was definitely like, oh, we have to sit down and have this hard conversation now.
It was like the nail in the coffin.
Yes, it like was the nail in the coffin. And if it weren't for the wedding, we would just be pretending still that everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? You know what I'm talking yeah. about.
So, like, really, you're whole... welcome.
But it's like it also
As
caused...
I said, a bless... Oh, no, that was the other thing.
It also
was a bless... You had a lot of shit surrounding your wedding.
Yeah.
Little shit star. Yeah. We should have put that in the beginning.
Are there... Yeah. Were there a lot of, like, weddings in your family, though? Or have you been kind of like the first big wedding of the family since like parents and everything back then?
I mean, my cousin got married, but that was more like a small wedding.
Yours was an event.
This was a wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, people didn't come to my wedding because the invitation said it was a formal attire.
I believe it.
I'm not going out and buying a gown.
Yeah, people feel obligated.
You don't feel like you're going to the Oscars, baby?
That's what I said. I was like, fashion girl.
When are you ever getting dressed up? That's my thing. Like, I was like, I want my wedding to be black tie. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want people to get dressed up for my wedding. I want people to wear gowns. I told everyone, long gowns. Mm-hmm. When do you do that?
When do you get to do that? When do you get to put time in for yourself?
But some people don't want to do that. And that's okay. Don't come.
And it was family, though. And now Justin's family is not talking to that side because they didn't make the effort to come to the wedding or even say anything about coming. Like, because if they were like, oh, well, we don't really have the money to go out and buy like these gorgeous gowns. But I did say on the invitation, it's optional.
Yeah. You didn't make it mandatory. No, mine wasn't mandatory either. I said, but I was telling everyone.
Yeah. I was
but
like,
your wedding was like double the size of mine.
Was it?
How many people did you have?
275.
I had like 120.
No. No, 175.
I had 400 at my wedding.
Jesus Christ. We invited like
the murder mystery?
I'll let you know how many are there when it happens.
I better be invited. I swear to
you'll
God.
You'll be invited.
If we don't even talk anymore, I better receive a freaking invitation.
No, you'll
invitation.
Get an invite.
Yeah.
You'll
no, get I'll fucking invite. Be there. I'll fucking be there.
We're coming with bells on and knives in our pockets.
Yes.
I did also want to. Do you think it's something that we can talk about now? It's been a while ago. But, okay, can I just say?
Yeah, say it.
If you have to cut it out, cut it out. But right before my wedding, I had a wake-up call.
Because yes, we can. I feel like we can
one
talk about that.
Of our brides came in to us visibly upset. And our, you know, it was like, can I even say that? Like our...
There was a seamstress issue.
Our seamstress at the time thought that it was about her and her work.
Right.
She was, got really upset about it.
Wait. Oh. Okay, hold on a second. Back up for a second.
Okay.
The bride had come into the store, just to give like a little... The bride had come into the store. She picked a specific dress, and the seamstress said, I can't do this work that this girl wanted. It could be done. She just did not want to tackle it. I don't know if she wasn't comfortable doing the work. So that's where the shit started, basically.
Yeah, but she was very visibly upset to begin with. Yeah. And... It was something that
there
the
was
seamstress
something
said
the
to
bride.
Us, and she was like, I don't want to do this because she doesn't look happy with me to begin with already. It's just not going to be a good situation. But the family pulled me and Corinne aside, and she said, listen, I know she doesn't look happy. She was just crying in the car. It has nothing to do with you guys. It has nothing to do with her wedding. But she is feeling such immense guilt right now because she's about to have her bridal shower. Meanwhile, her best friend and maid of honor... she was engaged at her bridal shower. Her fiance was coming to pick her up and he got into an accident and died. Okay.
Yeah.
My breath away.
Yeah. And this was right around the time that Leah was freaking
this
out
was
about hurricanes
a month
and
before
family.
My wedding.
And, like,
I literally have such bad goosebumps talking about this. Cause it just like,
there was
I remember leaving that conversation and I immediately text Justin and I was like, I'm just so happy I get to marry you. Mm-hmm. Like it really snapped me back to reality. It was like, okay, like it's not about like hiring security for your wedding. It's not about who's sitting at what table. It's literally about the fact that like I'm marrying the person I love. I found my person and I'm marrying him. Like, right. And that's it. And right before that, I was like panicking about everything. Yeah. I was crying to Corinne like every day. Like, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do?
I literally looked at her and I was like, perspective.
And I
was like, see, none of this shit.
Yeah. And I actually text Justin and I was like, I have to apologize for like if I was being a bridezilla because it is such tunnel vision, which is why I get it that some of us, you know, it's hard to pull ourselves out of that and snap back to reality. But that bride was a blessing to me because I literally was in tears. I was crying in the break room. Like, I was like, I cannot let myself get so overworked about so many little things because some people don't even get to have this, and we're so blessed that we're able to have this. Oh, God. That was intense.
Yeah, it was crazy. Wasn't that after the girl had made me cry?
Yes.
It was like it was a couple, like two or three months after that or something.
Yes. Why were you crying?
Right around
that
time. Can
you talk about that?
Yeah, because wasn't her wedding right before? It was right around the same girl's time. There was an issue with a dress that come in. And honestly, I've never really gotten, I've only gotten emotional two times in the store. I don't know if you've ever spoken about this. Twice, where I've actually had to literally walk away from the bride or the family and went into my office and sobbed like a baby because I was like, wow, like I couldn't even believe like what was happening. And I can actually say the two times. So the one time was this girl, her dress had come in. They made her dress like a corset instead of a zipper or something, I think it was. And it was like 4 months before the wedding or 3 months before the wedding. And I was like, oh my God, you know, we apologize. We're going to call and we're going to get this fixed, blah, blah, blah. And they did make a mistake and we were able to get the dress and the dress came in 2 months before her wedding. So when she came here, she was out on the platforms and she was, even though her dress had come in, it was perfect. It fit her like a glove and everything. It was, we still had plenty of time. We didn't even get into her alterations appointment at that point. She turned around and said that basically I had ruined her wedding and it was the worst experience she had ever had. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember.
And I, she was art, and I said, you know, well, first she went into, I'm really not happy, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I'm very sorry. Some things are out of our control. You know, we kind of went into that route and I can feel myself like, but I was like, listen, this happens. Like there are things that are out of our control and we, of course we feel bad. Like we don't want these things to happen.
But you fixed it. You got another dress. But we were able to do it
and plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And then she turned around and she said to me, you ruined my wedding. And, that it was basically the worst experience of her life. And I said, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. And I literally was like, I basically excused myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to, I just left. And I literally walked away from her and went into the back and closed my door. And I was like, that's like the worst feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, obviously you don't understand what the wedding's about. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it's not like I was going to look at her and be like, perspective girl, you know what I mean? But like in that moment, all I could think about was like, shit, I really did everything in my power to, because honestly, they can snooze the designers. They could be like, yeah, whatever, we'll get to it and we'll get, we'll try to get it before her wedding, but we can't make any promises. Mm-hmm. But we were up their asses
for a long time,
for a long, every day. Did you have, and we've done this for other girls too, things that have gotten into customs, things that have come in wrong color.
We call them every day.
Up their buttholes. It's just horrible. And for her to turn around and say that, I get that her emotions were high, but I was just like, wow, like you literally sucked out the whole reason that I do all of this in like one sentence. She sucked out everything. And I was like, and the fact that she also worked for a small business actually made me think, how would you like it if I came into your place of business and did this? So it really just honestly like rocked my world.
The way she just turned and looked at you and was like, this is
like
all I
dead
could.
Eye.
She goes, this is all I could have thought about for the last couple months. And you ruined you. Like when I look back on my wedding, I'm just going to remember what a horrible experience.
Yeah. Like that
was.
I ruined her whole wedding. And I was like, meanwhile, all right, well, but then I felt bad for her after, because like I said, I was like, you just don't get it. Like you really just don't understand what any of it's about. And that's okay. I actually don't blame you for that. You know, she can say whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. It actually, in the beginning when I opened, when things used to go on, I used to take things like really personally. Mm-hmm. And I try not to do that, but that does happen. The only other time I cried in the store, there was two aunts that came in. This was such a long time ago. Two aunts. I don't even think you guys, I don't think you definitely did not work here. I don't think you worked here either. Two aunts came into the store. And it was when we first moved here. And the bride was in alterations. And the aunts were being, it was like, you need to stay here because we need to close the, the curtain. Like, you know, it's a very small space. And the aunts were being very pushy, very pushy, very pushy. I have to be back there. I have to be back there. And we were like, there's literally no space. Yeah. And at this time, we used to have stuff outside the door. Like, it wasn't like an empty, there was like a bench and we used to have like things on it. So there was really no place to like really be. And, the one aunt kept pushing, kept pushing, kept pushing. And she got right into my face and she started screaming at me, telling me that her mother, the bride's mom, had passed away. She was like really like in my face about it, that her mom passed away and I need to be in there with her and you don't understand what it's like. And I, you know, this is my niece and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I looked at her and I was like, actually, I do know what it's like. I raised my two nieces. Their mother passed away and these little girls live with me. And you're talking about a grown 30-year-old woman that you need to be in the alterations. Like, I need to be home with my kids. I was so, like, literally lost Like, the tears that welled up in my eyes. And Nancy had only passed away maybe, like, a year. Because we had just moved here, so maybe, like, a year and a half prior to that. So it was really very fresh in my... Or the girls had just come to live with us. I can't... The timeline's so fuzzy now. But I was so, like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, you don't know what anybody goes through. And you're getting in my face because you need to go back there to make sure that her buttons are right. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing.
And, like, just to preface, too, it's not like they don't get to go back there at a certain point.
They do.
They go back at the end after the seamstress is done. So they're not up her ass and, like, waste.
It was.
They, like, it wastes time when they're like, oh, but you need to do this. You're telling the seamstress how to do her job and it's just not going to come out right. Yeah. So that's why. There's a reason behind why they stay up here. But they do still get to see the dress.
100%. We always let them go back. They sit them back there. We bring them out, look at the brides, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not something, we're not trying to hide the bride. We're trying to, everything needs to be done in a timely manner. And we need for you to sit down so that the seamstress can do her job properly.
She needs to be focused.
You, don't forget, too, you go back there and you start talking. Think about when you're, like, if someone comes in my office, like, let's say you, Gia, you're the perfect example.
I knew I was going to be the example.
I'm working and Gia will come in my office and I love you, Gia. And I'm good at multitasking. So I can do it. Leah cannot.
That's why Leah tunes me out.
So Gia will come in. She'll start talking to me. Blah, 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 blah. You know, she's going. And I'm like, okay. Then she leaves and I'm like, shit, I missed I didn't put a PO in, or I didn't, so I missed a step of what I'm doing. And then you're gonna come back. This is what happens in the back, is you're on top of the seamstress. Then you're gonna come back to us and be like, she didn't do this, buzzer right, blah, blah. Well, you didn't shut up the whole time. You were up her ass, you were telling her how to do her job. Unless, and if you're a seamstress, then maybe you should just do the wedding dress. I'm sorry about, like, I'm ranting, but it makes me very upset because they are trying to do a job back there.
It's like, very valid. And again, it's just, it comes down to the whole perspective thing. Like, you know, we're dealing with, this is your wedding day. It's the most important day of your life, but no one died. Or at least I hope no one died. Like, and
God forbid.
Yeah. Like, it's just like,
it's not, I mean, we're saying it like that, but, like, we're just saying, like, you know, just realize that it's about the wedding.
It's, and supposed it's about to be a happy the love time.
That you have for each other, and you're getting married, your family and friends are going to be there, and your dress is going to be beautiful, and these literally, other little things don't matter.
No matter what happens, you're going to get married, and it's going to be a perfect day. Right. And everyone's there to support you.
And I think when you're in those moments of getting, like, frustrated at the very small details, the reason you're getting frustrated is because you're planning so hard every day. You're spending 24/7. A lot of money on the wedding.
Of course.
And then when small things don't go... When small things don't go right, you're like, I had this planned. I spent all this money on this. And you get frustrated. But then you have to, like, again, like, pull yourself back into perspective. You can be upset about those things. You can have a little momentary freak out. But the thing is,
just take a deep breath.
Not, you know, it is so frustrating to have things not go exactly as planned. That's what really throws you into a tizzy. But once you kind of recognize the
just reel it in.
Once you recognize the fact of why you're so upset, go, okay, this is why, but this is what we're working towards, and we're gonna get there. And
I'm really glad you brought up the whole price of things, because that is the most stressful part, I think. And that's what honestly sits with you the most, is like, okay, well, I spent $5,000 on this one thing that's not going right, or it's not perfect. And that is when it really starts to mess with you. And you're like, what am I wasting all this money for? And that's when the bridezilla, I feel like, comes out. It's just like, take a deep breath, because it's all going to work out.
It's all going to work out. And can I just say, it's okay to apologize. So if you know you were a bridezilla and you're like, you want to go, I think if you did do something like that, it's okay to go to the person and be like, listen, I was stressed out. I know, you know, maybe in the moment I said things that I didn't want to say, but I do apologize and I'm sorry, and I don't normally treat you like that. And you know what? And I think the other person, that whoever was on the other end of your freak out stress situation, I think will really appreciate that.
And I think, honestly, I feel like that kind of wraps up all the topics that, like, we've talked about today. Because with the, you know, what we talked about, you know, flashback to the beginning, about giving compliments to people. It feels so good to give someone a compliment.
It does.
Like, sometimes we feel a little, like, weird, like, just going up to someone and be like, I like your shoes. Like, it feels weird, you know?
I always
But then
know
once
shoes.
You bust through, you feel great for complimenting someone, and then they feel great. And say you know you're a dick to someone. You know, once you apologize,
like, don't be a dick.
It feels so uncomfortable to think about apologizing. But once you do it, you're going to feel relief. You're going to, that guilt is going to go. Because I'm sure you feel a little guilty. Because you, if, you know, if you take that moment, put it into perspective, you go,
Yeah.
Oh, I was a bridezilla.
Right.
And then you apologize, and then you're kind of, you're cool again. Definitely. You know, even when we have brides, they're like, I'm so sorry I've made you, you know, pull 30 dresses for me and put me back and forth.
I'm like, don't apologize.
You're fine. Yeah,
all the time. Like, the girls that come up front, and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry if I was a pain or whatever. Please. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Really? We have so many girls in here. Believe me, you definitely were not a pain.
I love doing this. So please don't apologize for having me pull dresses and help you find the dress. Like, mm-hmm. they apologize. And then sometimes I'm like, let's put your favorites back on. She's like, I don't want to do that. Like, I know I already wasted so much of your time. I'm like, wasted my time? Like, this is what you get paid for.
I don't want to waste yours.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So apologize. People appreciate it. Like, the little things like that. But, like, for normal things, like trying on dresses, do not apologize for that, because you're supposed to find the dress of your dreams. And that is why you come to stores like ours or, you know, other stores. Shout out to, like, North Fork Bridal or something like that. Like, we're here for the experience. We're here for you. Personal styling is our, that's our jam.
Yeah.
All right, so thick and tired, ladies.
Thick and tired, who wants to start?
I can start.
Leo. Oh, God. This better be good.
So my pick this week is that Corinne is my personal chauffeur.
No rental that's, car this
that's
week?
That's tired.
No. No, I don't have a rental car this phase yet. I might be getting one depending on how long this thing is going to take.
Joke's on me because I thought it was just today. Anyway.
Come on. It's so much fun. We get to chit-chat. We bring the party.
We have good conversations.
Maybe next time she'll bring her cat along for the ride.
I have.
In the backpack?
Don't tempt me because I have.
Her cat's been in my car.
Alfalfa has She's driven me to the vet with Alfalfa before. Yeah, when I was like panicking about his ear infections, but whatever. Yeah. Okay, so that's my thing.
Well, I really am a good friend to you.
You really are the best friend.
You're like...
Yeah, seriously. I can't even, like, I could go through a whole list of, like, everything that Corinne has just dropped for me. Yeah, so that's my pick, is that now I get to we get to carpool.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And she gets to go in class.
Yes. Nice. Oh, my God. Not my Honda Civic.
Driving an Escalade.
I get back massages while I'm in the car, too.
She does. She's like, I'm putting the back massager on.
Yeah. Seat warmers, seat coolers. Like, it's the
best. Air conditioned tushy. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And she's tired.
My tired is that I don't know what's going on with my body and my hormones. But I am just, like, breaking out. I just don't, you know, when you don't feel like yourself, I've been feeling that, even though I've been, like, you know, on this whole, like, journey. Everyone kind of knows I've been doing the 75 soft, but I don't know. It's just been, like, it's been tough. You know, my face has been breaking out, and I really think it's my birth control, and that's something I've been trying to decide. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to come off birth control? My game plan has always been, I'm not going to come off it until we have a house and we're settled, because we're in an apartment. But I just don't know how much longer I can go with this whole birth control situation. I think it's just 13 years was too long.
Yeah.
My body is like all out of
whack. Well, maybe someone out there can shed a little light on that.
If you have done something else, I've been looking into the Aura ring. Have you guys heard about that?
Is that the ring you just like shove up there?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a ring for your finger.
Wrong ring.
Oh.
It's a ring for your finger. Oh. It takes your temperature and you have an app.
My friend has one. Yeah.
And like
the
app will tell you like if you're fertile or not fertile.
Yes.
If like if it's safe.
That is so you. You need one. I say go get one right now.
It's like $500 and you pay a monthly fee.
Well,
and I'm like,
maybe somebody knows if anyone's heard about the Aura ring.
Yeah. Does anyone have a discount code for the Aura ring?
I know if you use I know actually if you use like it's called Natural Cycles, you can get like a discount, but it's still very expensive. So I'm like, is that something that's even gonna be worthwhile for me? Like, is it gonna work? Go ahead.
Get a the temperature thing.
So Justin was like, I can take your temperature every day for free, and I was like, of course you can, but I want like a ring. I don't want to like I don't know. I want it. It checks more.
There's,
I
like,
think
a
than just your temperature.
It.
Can my Aura ring have diamonds on it, please?
Well,
that's it. Does why everything? It's like an Apple Watch. I want the expensive one. I want the gold one. I'm not wearing a black ring.
Ew, no.
Come on.
No.
What am I, a man?
Please.
We're ending
she
this.
She ain't Leo.
So that's my tire.
We're ending this.
If you have any advice for me with like these breakouts and hormonal changes, I don't know, I'll take it. But I'm not doing anything that's like long term because I don't see myself being on birth control for much longer. So
wow.
Go on.
Oh, am I thick and tired? Well, my thick is that I'm going to Florida on Friday. So when you hear this episode, we will be basically recording an episode of me recapping my Floridian trip to go see Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla. So I'm very excited for that. I'm a little
nervous.
She's
been looking for her hoochie clothes.
I know. Well, then I had a crazy thought about the top.
Oh, God. Just
go. Whatever. That's my thick. My tired. I almost feel like, should I make it? I don't know. Birth control related?
Yeah, do it.
My uterus has felt like there are shards of glass being stabbed through it all of yesterday.
You need just to go to the doctor. One day?
I'm fine.
I wonder if you have, like, cysts or something.
You know what? I have no idea. I think technically, so, like, I have an IUD. That was the worst experience of my whole entire life. But honestly,
wait,
I'll man up and do it
again. Funniest story ever, by the way.
Yeah, that was literally the worst thing ever. As an abridged version, I was getting an IUD. Trigger warning, medical scariness. So they put it in, then they go to, I guess there's a little wire on it so they can pull it out eventually. But they pulled it out.
She passed out.
So they pull it out, and then they go, all right, we got to go find another one. So I'm laying there with the speculum in me. I'm cracked open for actually 5 minutes as they're trying to find another IUD because they have to order one for you. And whatever, 5 minutes later, they find it, and then you're in the ultrasound room and you watch it go in on the ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And then as they're putting it in, I go, I'm just going to close my eyes. And then I wake up what feels like 100 hours later and I go, ah! Did I just pass out? And then I say to the nurse, I go, that was kind of funny though, wasn't it?
Her legs were in the air. I'm acting like I was there, but I've genuinely listened to this story. And I was, Gia, when she told this story, was laying on this couch up front with her legs in the air. And she demonstrated exactly how it happened. I was
please don't do that now for the audience.
I was kissing myself laughing, but it was also a very scary story. But
terrifying.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would do it again. Whatever. I'm a woman.
No, that's terrifying.
I'm a strong woman. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really get my period anymore because my IUD, it just kind of like, I don't know, plugs everything up and
yeah,
stops
it. Yeah, it's supposed to, like, yeah. Nice.
So that's actually scary that if you have the IUD and you're feeling stabbing pains.
Well, then I looked it up. Whatever. But then I looked it up. Ooh, ew. Ugh, ooh, that sound was terrible. Ooh, I didn't like that. I just scratched my nail against that. Anyways. So I don't get my period, but I'll get still, like, symptoms. So, like, my boobs will get sore, my uterus will hurt. And I was like, ugh, and I was in pain.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that you also don't get the period. So with birth control, I'm supposed to be, like, very regular, and I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's, my period comes whenever. I always feel like I'm PMSing. Like, I know something needs to change, like, something has to give, so.
Wow. All right.
What is that noise?
What is that?
You heard that, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's somebody upstairs walking.
Okay.
So I can feel your pain and torture with that.
Yeah. So that's weird and annoying.
But I'm excited
honestly
for you to go to Florida.
I am.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I will send you so many photos.
I can't wait to hear all those stories when you come back.
Oh, God.
I can only imagine what
that's
going to
need, like,
say.
8 podcasts full.
I'll make episodes. It abridged.
She'll have to write, like, notes on the side.
No, literally. I was like, should I vlog it?
Yeah, no.
We'll see. I probably won't put it together.
It's like, no.
Whatever happens on this trip should not be
probably
for public
not
consumption. Anyways, Corinne.
Oh, he's walking up and down the stairs.
Oh.
There's stairs up there?
There's. What do you mean? The stairs right here.
Oh, that one?
All right, Corinne.
My
thick
and
tired.
So, well, my thick was going to Kohl's, even though I had the bad day, that lady really turned it around. But then my thick was really the fact that I found, like, really cute clothes at Kohl's. Because honestly,
cute.
I'm always like, ew, Kohl's. I'm not buying clothes. And
I
never find anything. They're kind of grandma and matronly. But I was able to, like, dig into the very small section that they had. And I found, like, some, like, cute stuff. So I was, like, kind of pleasantly surprised about that.
You know, we have a bride who works at Kohl's.
We do?
Yes.
Kohl's
I Snapchat her. I Snapchat my bride every day. We have a streak going.
That's hilarious.
So maybe we'll go and pay her a visit.
She works at this Kohl's?
No, we would have to drive kind of far.
What?
But we can, like, go to the beach while we're at it.
Oh,
it's
good
all the
way
over there. You know
over
what I'm talking
where
about.
Ow.
Are we going North Shore?
South Shore.
Shore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out east?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's go to that. We'll all go to that Kohl's. We'll stop by and say hi to Kimberly.
Is it? Let's help Kimberly. Can we get a discount?
Oh, shout out.
I don't need a discount, Kimberly. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on you.
No, but we just want your styling advice.
Yeah, go watch Corinne's Kohl's haul.
Yeah,
on her
go watch
Instagram.
My Kohl's haul. Give
Corinne
me some
_
love. I'm really like, I try to put myself out there. People like, make more videos. And then I make them and I'm like, oh, thanks for the 17 likes. But anyway.
All right. What's your tired besides having to pick me up all the time?
So my tired was going to be the freaking spider.
Oh God, I don't even know what is this spider thing?
It's all over Facebook and Instagram and everything. Not really so much Instagram.
I'm looking for spiders.
So apparently, there's this ridiculously large parachuting spider that's coming to New York this summer, and if I see this thing, I might have a heart attack.
Making his big debut.
Well, it's a good thing that you have the screened-in porch, so we don't have to worry about
it. What about when I'm walking outside to my car and this thing comes parachuting at my face?
Get an umbrella.
And it has its leg span is like 4 inches. Do you know how big that is? I mean, listen, we're not living in Australia with those what are those Australian spiders called? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Those ginormous spiders that you see in Australia that like sit in I would die. I would literally, you could not pay me enough money to go to Australia, by the way. But anyway, just because of that.
Yeah, I would actually love to go to Australia.
And kangaroos because they punch you in the face, but that's besides
kangaroos
the
scare the shit out of me. Have you seen those videos of like them with the dogs?
They're huge.
Oh my God.
They're huge and scary. Like aggressive.
They're mad muscular.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not into the spiders. I think it's weird. I don't know why they're here. Like, this is New York, for God's sakes. Like, we're not supposed to have, like, crazy bugs like that. Like, it's bad enough with the cicadas.
And the mosquitoes.
Yeah. And the mosquitoes are, ugh.
Yeah. They're, like, even this year, I think they're so bad already.
They are bad already.
My feet have gotten, like, attacked. So now my feet just look like little ogre toes.
We went in the pool that night, and my freaking face.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was hard to, like.
I had mosquito bites all over my eyebrows. And you didn't have your bug pants on.
I know. I didn't have my bug pants.
What a nightmare.
But the hot tub was great.
Well,
that's actually they won't go by the hot tub. My other thick is the fact that we are so close, like a family here, that we just one night after work, we're like, let's go to Corinne's house and party. We made dips because we went to the farmers.
We acquired dips.
We acquired dips.
It was delicious.
From what's the place? We should shout them out.
What is it? Long Island Dip Company?
Yes.
I wasn't even there.
Oh my God.
If you have not gone onto this girl's website, it's called, Long Island. It's L.I. Dip Company.
Yeah.
This lady, I don't know what. I don't know what is going on in her magical kitchen. It was like dip crack.
Oh my God.
So the Philly cheesesteak dip was insane.
Yes.
They're like pre-made dips. Like you don't have to like mix them up or anything.
So they come frozen. Yep.
Oh, got it.
Again, with the... I know. They come frozen. Totally off topic. Come frozen. You can get them in like small, medium, large. I don't even know. They were like, we got them at
the Farmer's Market
on Saturday morning. The baked clam dip. I swear to you, I could live off of this. It's baked clam crack.
Yeah,
like clam.
Never in my life. My next party, I'm gonna be like, just please. I'm gonna spend like $400 on dip alone.
I know it was insane.
Yeah,
so good.
The spinach and artichoke one was good, but the Philly cheesesteak one and the baked clam dip were
out of this world.
I can't say enough.
Yeah, and then that was such a good night. We shared dips. We were just like chilling, relaxing.
We went in the pool.
Yep. We made s'mores. We were roasting marshmallows. Ugh. That was great.
Yeah,
glass was harmed in the fire pit.
Oh, that's right.
Was like, you're going to get marshmallow all over the...
We were all very good.
And we were like, no, we won't. We're adults here.
We're adults. Except for the baby.
Yeah, except for the baby. Rocky,
because Corinne has one of those fancy fireplaces with the glass beads.
I have two of them.
Oh, she's two of
them. Well, one is like built into the backyard.
Got it.
On the side, but the mosquitoes, so we couldn't sit there. And then the other one is under my porch.
Yeah.
It's like it's just a fire table.
Yeah,
it's a little fire table.
I just love that we're such a family that we could just pop over Corinne's house after work one night.
Everyone's like great. Like it's like a good team. I feel like we, you know, like everybody here is like really like let's do things together. Yeah. And it's just like really nice,
like
and we don't like fight and argue and stuff. And it's just like really sweet. I used to work for places where I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always think. I'm like, what is your problem, people? Just have some fun. And like, literally, so like they obviously were like over here in Sable, and I was in Port Jeff, and they're like calling me. They're like, what are you doing tonight? What do you want to do? Like, got any plans?
Are you coming by the pool? What's happening?
Literally.
And then Gia lives in Stony Brook, so it's not like she was... Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Now people are going to come stalk you.
Come stalk everyone, if you're hot.
Yeah. But, like, you could have easily been like, no, I'm not coming all the way back to, I'll say it, Oakdale, Stobro. Because that's where I just blew up your spot. Okie D.
But then they were like, we have dips. And I said,
that's what got you
not going to eat dips with them and go in a hot tub?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gia and I sat in that hot tub with Sid and Mia for a long time. Until literally I felt like a lobster that was being
cooked. Yeah. Us just trying to convince all of them to go to Oneonta for college.
Yeah, because Gia and I went to Oneonta, so we're like, come to Oneonta. We'll take a trip. Let's do it.
We'll take a trip.
I'll relive my college years.
Oh, literally. So if anyone wants to come to Oneonta with us.
Jesus. That'll be fun.
All right, but I think that's pretty much
it
for this week.
Yeah.
Huh?
Woo!
It was a good one. And on that note, we will see you next Tuesday.